does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
Hello, everyone out there. Welcome to the Ask the Kids podcast. This is your host, Pearl, and I'm glad you're here today. This is our first podcast episode ever for Ask the Kids. We have started a new thing, haven't we, Jube? And we're going to try to make it work. We're new to this podcasting business, and we're new to microphones in front of our faces and all this cool technology. But we're going to try it anyway because we think that kids are important. And so we're gonna make this all about asking the kids. So welcome to the podcast, Jube. Say hi.
Hi.
All right, Jube, tell us about yourself. Since you've had a little warm up, this should be no trouble at all. How old are you? And what are some things you're into? What are some things you're good at? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm 9 years old. I'm into football and Pokemon, and I like animals a lot, and I like conserving, and I really want to be a football player when I grow up, honestly. I'm good at math and reading and writing and just about everything else, but don't let that get to me, so.
You don't let it get to your head. All right, so tell me about your pet, since you mentioned you like the animals. Tell me what your favorite animal is.
If you're talking, like, if you mean that, like, I, like a pet, like a animal that's like a pet, I'm kind of a cat person and a dog person, although we own a little dog about,
4 months, 5 months old?
Yeah, about that old. Six inches off the ground.
She's
little.
Cute.
She's really little.
What kind of dog is she?
I think she's a black lab mixed with a miniature Australian Shepherd.
Yep.
She likes to run around our big yard a lot and eat snow. And she's teething right now. Her teeth are still growing in. So she chews on the roots of our big maple tree.
Yep. So she's a cutie pie. So we've got a dog. We've got a house full of kids. And we live in the city. And we've lived here. Do you know about how long we've lived here now?
One and a half years. I don't know.
Yeah, we've been here about a year and plus a couple months. So what do you think about being a city kid at this point?
It's very loud.
You feel like it's loud? What's loud?
It can be very loud. The cars and all the busy industrial stuff.
Yeah.
And I gotta be honest, my dog chewing on all the trees and plants like that, like she's doing that right now.
We can see her out the window right now. She's so cute.
Chewing on a little piece of bush.
Yeah, so we've had some snow here already this fall, this October. So it's kind of getting chilly. What do you think about your school that you're at now, Jube?
It's pretty nice. We get to have the use of technology at our school, so we can get on our iPads and we get to research and make slides and documents and portfolios and all sorts of other stuff, and get to play games on Friday. It's pretty fun.
So what kind of stuff are you're in fourth grade, right? Mm-hmm. You're gonna be 10 next month. What are some things that fourth graders are really into these days?
I'd say they are into a lot of Fortnite. Hunter, one of my classmates, he really likes football. And I'm on the football team that we made up, our own little football club. And a bunch of the other kids at recess watch us play.
So football at recess, Fortnite. Video games. What are the girls into?
They're into a lot of fashion. Angelina and Adam Mary, those are also girls in my school. They wear sequin glittery purses.
Uh-huh.
And they like have sparkly glasses, so a lot of sparkly glittery fashion. That's what girls are into. And unicorns, I gotta be honest with that.
Unicorns and sparkly fashion, huh? Okay, so we have been talking already today, but we've decided to kind of re-record things because our audio wasn't fantastic the first time around, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I want to know about stuff going on in the world today. I know you're a big history nerd. Is that
don't say that about me.
Don't use the nerd
word. Yeah, don't use
the
nerd word.
Okay, but we know that you love reading and we know that you love studying stuff, but what have you been seeing going on in your world today that is interesting to you?
I like seeing, I like reading a lot of interesting stuff. Like, I like the 39 clues and things about dragons. And, Explorers Academy, that's a series of books I really, really recommend.
These are all fiction, right?
Yeah, most of it is fiction.
Keep going.
I also like studying a lot. Like, I don't mean to sound like a boring nerd. Don't use a nerd word.
Even though we are.
Yeah, don't use a nerd word. Don't use a nerd word. I like researching about animals a lot. And I like history and writing it down, like in slideshows, like the Great Molasses Flood, and the British ships, like Queen Victoria and Queen Mary, and Queen Mary II and Elizabeth and stuff like that.
Yeah. So some of the things that you love, well, what's fascinating to me anyway, is that right now we are living history. We are going to be the history that people talk about in 20, 50, 100, 200 years. What do you think they're going to talk about us? What are they going to say about us? What's going on right now in the world that you think is something they're going to remember that hasn't ever happened in history or, you know, is something that really marks us? What?
I think probably one thing that they might not put in history is the first time our family put a time capsule in the ground, or first time they made a podcast, like, just right about now. Don't write it. Hey, don't say that.
It's not going to make it to history. Come on. This is going to be epic.
Yeah, right.
Okay, no. So what's going on in the world, though? I know you watch the news and you read up on, you know, world affairs. What's going on right now? Who's the president? Who's in charge? What do you think of all that?
Donald Trump is in charge right now. I don't really care. I hear that there's a war going on over in Syria with Turkey and Syria. I think it started because Turkey wanted a little bit more of Syria's land. Donald Trump sent a couple thousand troops to help out, and I think they're calling a ceasefire. Turkey's calling a ceasefire, but because they think that America and Syria are terrorists, even though they were the one who started the fights. And the ceasefire could be phony, so I don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, it's hard to know, isn't it? Do you think we'll ever have war on our American soil again? Do you think that'll happen to us, or do you think that we're safe?
Three words. Let's hope not. Let's hope that we're not going to start another war. I feel fairly safe right now, but I just kind of want us to be a little bit more peaceful than we already are. I'm not really into the fighting business.
What do you think, in the United States, what do you think we have the most to worry about inside of our borders, inside our country? What's the biggest worry politically for Americans today?
I think it's dangerous stuff like drugs and school attacks.
Okay, tell me more about that. What do you know about that kind of stuff?
Well, last year at school, we had an actual lockdown because some college girl, she went on the school grounds with a gun, and then she ran into the forest and killed herself. So we had an actual hour-long lockdown. Everyone was a little bit terrified, and it's not very nice.
That's not a good. Yeah, that's not a good thing. What do you think causes that kind of stuff to go on right now? Why wasn't this happening 50 years ago? Or why didn't you ever hear about that in history? Why is it happening right now? What do you think?
I think it's new modern technologies, stuff like
podcasts,
robots, not podcasts. That was like how many years ago?
Robots. What are you talking about?
Like new robots, like you know, the like people who are making robots to like do their own service, wash dishes while they lay back and read a book.
Are you trying to tell me that laziness has brought forth this insanity into our world?
Partially.
What causes people to like, want to bring guns to school? What do you think? Or do terrible things? What causes
I think drugs and... I think drugs is the main thing that's making people go crazy.
You think it's drugs?
Yeah.
Why do people get hooked on drugs?
I don't know. I'd really rather not talk about this, but I guess they think that they get it makes them feel better, I guess.
Huh. What do you think about drugs? Is drugs a problem that you know of, like locally? What's going on?
Yeah, it's a big problem.
Is it? Okay, tell me more about what are the drugs that you know that are kind of a big deal these days?
Can we not talk about this?
No, I'm asking the kids. Remember, this is the whole show. Ask the kids.
Can we not talk about this, though?
It's not ask the parents.
Right now, this is ask the parents. Just right about now. Just for like this next 15 seconds.
No,
talk about this?
Because sometimes the best way to understand what's going on in the world is by getting somebody else's perspective. And that, you know what? I'm not in fourth grade, so I don't really know what kids talk about or, you know, what they think about or what they know about the world. So your perspective is important to me. I know that in Colorado a couple years ago, they made marijuana legal. So you can buy marijuana if you are, I think, how old do you have to be? 18, 21? I don't know. 18, I think. How old do you have to be? So there's marijuana. So there's stores like right in front of our Costco is a marijuana store. You can go in and you can buy weed. And you could go home and get high and make bad decisions, right? So why do you think grown-ups made marijuana legal? Why are they doing that? Why?
It makes when you ask that, it makes me feel if we had a zombie infestation lately.
You think that the world's getting taken over by zombies?
I just think that people They use drugs because they're a little cuckoo.
Yeah. But what leads them to this point? Like, do people feel hopeless and they think, oh, I got to try something or I got to make myself feel better? What leads them to that, Jupe?
I think it's like stuff that happened in their past, like school or being homeless or stuff like that. Because today we just encountered a pair of two homeless people, a little baby and a mom. And we had to get them, and we got them a King Supers gift card so they could have food and stuff like that. And I don't think the lady was American because she was holding up a sign that it was, I couldn't read it at first because it was so messy and none of the words were right.
Really?
And
spelling, I didn't see,
yeah.
I didn't
that,
see her
that
sign.
Lady, yeah, she didn't, I guess she wasn't very American.
Yeah. You know, I do feel, I don't know if she was homeless or not, but I do feel like if she is willing to stand out there and hold a sign up because she's so hungry and she needs to feed her kids, that would feel pretty hopeless, you know? That would feel hopeless. And you might feel ashamed to stand out there and ask for help. Do you think there would have been, like if you were in her shoes, would there have been something else you would have done before you would have stood by a stop sign holding the sign up for help? What would you do if you were in that situation?
I don't know. There are some good people in this world, so be patient. I'm pretty good at that, especially when I have three younger siblings, a dog, and two parents.
What?
I'm talking about you. I just be patient and wait it out. That happens a lot.
You think just being patient if you're homeless and waiting it out, it's gonna...
That helps a lot. I need to work.
Yeah. Huh. Well, what are some other problems in the world that you could solve, Jude? Because you seem like you've got a pretty good head on your shoulders. What are some problems that you know of that you think, huh, there's a simple solution? Go ahead. Lay them on me.
Well, I know a bunch of kids at school. There's this one kid named Fong. He's Chinese. Can we just say that he's loco?
Uh-oh. Okay. Keep going.
He likes to joke around a lot. He gets in trouble a lot. And it gets a little bit annoying. And a bunch of other school kids, my classmates, they're like, how do we get him to stop?
Wait, so Fong, are you saying Fong's kind of annoying? Is that what you're trying to say? Annoying, is that a good way to describe it?
That's a pretty much of a first class answer.
So you have an answer to this problem?
Yeah, I think it's because he's not very good at our English language. Like I said, he's like all Chinese. He like knows 10, 15 words in English. But so he has it. They're like and,
yeah,
and teacher, yeah, and Fong, yeah, and Yuba, and math, and other stuff.
Wait, so he's not an English language speaker all the way yet. He's still learning.
So
you think maybe he is frustrated by that, and maybe that's kind of why he acts a little loco sometimes?
Pretty much. He's not very good at stuff. But he's pretty happy sometimes. So I just think if you give him a little bit more culture of if you give him a little more stuff of his own culture, he'll probably listen to you.
And if you're patient with him? Yeah. You're right. Patience does kind of help you deal with a lot, doesn't it? Okay, do you have any other pearls of wisdom here for me? Do you want to say anything about NFL? Do you have any recommendations for football players or?
Let's just say that don't break your collarbone like Tyreek Hill. That'll hurt.
Okay. All right. And do you have any? I know we just had some Pizza Hut today. Did you try the Cheez-It pizza? Did you try it at all?
I tried it.
I want to hear what you.
It tastes like Cheez-Its.
What? No way.
Mind-blowing, right? So mind-blowing.
It's like soft Cheez-Its that have, you know, that gooey cheese from stuffed crust pizza? It's got that cheese inside. And it's just kind of weird, is all I'm going to say.
Let me grab some.
I'm not going to try anymore. I've had it.
No, you don't need to try any. Just let me grab some. Okay. So if I tear it apart.
No, take a little bite. Take a little bite.
It looks kind of creamy on the inside.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's a little too cheesy. I mean, if you had a choice between a personal pan pizza that you won for the Book It Club and Cheez-It pizza, I would pick the pan pizza every time. It's just something weird about cheese on cheese, right? Yeah.
Cheese on cheese equals.
Yeah. So anyway. That will wrap up our podcast for today. We cannot wait.
Cheese is going to wrap up.
We can't wait to get this off the ground and running. And we hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you again soon.
Bye.